wow. Oh my, I see
eight
now.
With the one rinse right here, but I think this one has been counted. Those seven are new.
Just after sunrise in Tappahannock, Bill Portlock with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and Bill Crouch with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service begin counting eagles.
Six juveniles.
Portlock originated the state count back in 1987.
As the rivers in the north freeze, ducks migrate south and eagles follow them. So we start seeing a population increase generally around November and December, peaking in January, February, and then the birds will leave, returning back to their areas for reproduction.
The Rappahannock River has a particular draw for migrating eagles. It seldom ices over, has cliffs and older trees to perch from, and there are plenty of ducks, geese, and invasive blue catfish, an eagle favorite. Today's count will go to the Army Corps of Engineers nationwide survey.
And there are teams of biologists that are out over a two-week period for one day usually, and covering areas that are known concentration spots for bald eagles. This on the Rappahannock is one of the richest areas in the Chesapeake Bay region.
The Rappahannock River winds along several parks and refuges. Bill Crouch helps manage the Rappahannock River Wildlife Refuge.
It's important to protect the areas where they breed, but it's also important to protect the areas where they migrate to and from and those lands in between. And that's one of the things that this refuge provides.
Banning the chemical pesticide DDT and listing eagles led to their comeback. But Brian Watts, director of the Center for Conservation Biology, says biologists in the Chesapeake Bay area have new concerns.
Rises in mercury, rises in lead levels. There are still some concerns about fire retardants. There are some new concerns about pharmaceuticals. These are drugs that we take and they go through our system into the sewage treatment but are passed through. So they are released then into the estuary.
Watts and others remain optimistic.
Eagles are adapting to our presence, and they are moving increasingly into urban areas. The hope is that over time that we can cohabitate and voluntarily not disturb them.
Now through February is the best time to go eagle spotting at the Rappahannock River Wildlife Refuge, in the Upper James River, and the Upper Potomac River, particularly near Mason Neck and Belmont Bay. You may even hear them talk back and forth. Today they spoke, but only to talk about Bill Crouch behind his back.
Today, my role is to help be an observer so that we can get an accurate count of the eagles that we see today.
The Corps will publish results later this year. From the Rappahannock River, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.